And that's just our little tribute to the originator of the coffee cup chat, Mr. Johnny Carson. The king. What's up, Barry? There's drama afoot. Good morning.
Stanley said that, Dada.
Who said Stanley said that? Oh, Stanley was saying that to the other engine. Oh, I didn't know you were role-playing. I didn't know. Say good morning to the listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners. That is my 3.5-year-old son, Thompson. I'm John Madden. It's a cup of coffee with Thompson. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. What are you playing with over here? Which engines you got there?
Stanley, Ferdinand, and Cody.
Stanley?
Not Stanley. Stanley.
Oh, Stanley. Stanley.
I got Stanley.
Like the toolmaker, who we would love to have as a sponsor.
Cody.
Caldy?
Yeah.
Wow. I like Caldy. He's a nice color. You don't see too many purple steam engines in real life. You should. There's no reason not to. I mean, there's no reason why a conveyance just doesn't make any sense. What? He's the same thing? No, Gordon isn't purple.
He was blue.
Gordon's blue, yeah.
Was he very...
Come to think of it, you don't see very many blue engines either. I don't understand why. I think if the railroads painted all their engines different bright colors and, like, made them very festive and celebratory everywhere they went, I think they could draw a lot of people back into rail travel. People would like the idea of it. You know, have a little style. It's like silver, grungy, steel, black, you know. It's just like they've consigned themselves to being, you know, filthy, dirty little, you know, noisemakers with 100 decibel horns that slow up traffic. Everybody's like, shaking their fist at them in their cars. I don't like railroad crossings. Well, I lived in Houston, Texas, and they don't have any railroad gates, really. And people get killed every week. Some day, I'll beat that train. I don't care. He didn't beat the train. But, I don't know. That's not the happy side of locomotives. The smashing into cars and killing people part. But, I think they should. I think they should paint their trains really awesome. Because the people who work on... We went on the Amtrak recently. Went from L.A. to Houston, as a matter of fact. And it was fantastic. And I can't say enough good things about the people on Amtrak and their accommodations. And their dining car was awesome. And they had a lounge car. Everybody's in a great mood on the train. They're traveling. They're happy. They're enjoying the journey. There's people who just, like... Who so enjoy the trains that they're regulars on certain lines. Like, they just ride around the country. I met a couple on the train that were circling the United States. East Coast, West Coast, North Coast, South Coast. In a big circle. On trains. And how awesome was that? Do you remember riding on the train, Thompson?
Yeah.
What, did you like that?
Yeah.
That was fun, huh? We were riding on a big, long train. We saw all kinds of stuff, huh?
What did you saw?
I don't know. What did you see when we were on the train?
I saw some diggers and bulldozers and dump trucks and trucks and stuff, Dada.
Wow! What did you eat on the train?
A poop?
No, you didn't eat that. That's your fallback position to everything, huh? Farts and poops. God love you, 3-year-olds. Keeping it simple. That's good business right there. Just poop. What else did you see on the train? Do you remember when we slept on the train? Remember your bed on the train?
Yeah.
Did you sleep good?
Yeah.
Or did it be choo 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 underneath you?
Yeah.
Remember that? You remember when you fell out of the top bunk?
Yeah.
You did? Tell me about it.
Mom is doing some work right now. You need to be patient.
Okay. Well, patient. Yeah, I was super stoked to be able to take you on the train there. Thank you and to the people who made that possible. hopefully that's the kind of experience that will stay with you your whole life and make you love rail trains, railways, and railroads forever and ever and ever, and we'll have a future with rail.
Better.
So, ride Amtrak. Give up on Greyhound and forget about flying, because you shouldn't... Cattle get treated than passengers on airport in airports these days. And cattle have more rights, actually. Literally, legally, so... I don't think I'll be, if I gotta fly somewhere, I'm gonna take a train to Canada to fly out of there. I hate airports. Well, now, when I was your age, Thompson, it was all about flying. I mean, I like trains and all, but Dad and I used to go out to the airport and just watch planes take off and land. Thought it was the coolest. It's aviation. Not anymore. Too bad, I would have been a good pilot. Oh, what are you doing over here?
Fred, I was trying to push Stanley, and then Stanley couldn't go when Ferdinand was pushing him.
Wow, so was Ferdinand helping him?
Yeah.
That's good. Ferdinand's a nice guy.
He's what Avi Cody is. Is he a nice guy?
I think so. I think all the engines are pretty nice. Remember, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
I haven't.
That's the Scottish attitude.
Haven't met Stanley.
Yeah, we haven't seen him on any of the adventures, really. He's sort of an unknown commodity. He's a little mysterious, huh? Ooh.
I like Stanley so much. And Stanley's a very steam engine who works at the quarry. Where he works? Where does he work, Dada?
Well, I don't know. I think he works wherever he needs to. He certainly is a big engine.
Oh.
I think he's your biggest engine, isn't he?
Oh, so he's on my list.
He's on your list?
Yeah.
What list is that?
Nothing.
All right, we're out of time. This has been Cup of Coffee with Thompson. Say goodbye, Thompson.
Goodbye, Thompson.